The most fundamental difference between people who are good at getting their partners to treat them well and those who aren't involves their ability to recognize that most of the time, in most situations, there's more than one legitimate way to do things. There's more than one legitimate way to make sense of things. There's more than one legitimate way to make life work. Not always. There are some things that are clearly harmful by most any standard, and I'll talk about those things more later. Right now, I want you to consider that most of the time when you and your partner disagree, there isn't anything intrinsically wrong with either of your priorities or expectations. And one of the most toxic things you can do in your relationship is assume your partner is wrong when he isn't. When you and your partner disagree, don't try to trump your partner's feelings or priorities with your own. There's a line you simply cannot cross in relationships and get away with it, and that line involves winning at the expense of your partner. You also cannot let your partner win at your expense. But right now, let's look at your half of the equation. If you want to be treated well, when you guys disagree, you have to be willing to count your partner's feelings as much as your own, even, and actually especially in situations where the stakes are high and you feel strongly about your position. You can each argue persuasively and passionately for your point of view, but in the end, if you're not willing to find a way to count your partner's feelings as much as your own, you're never going to have the kind of love and respect from your partner you'd like to have. Willingness to give equal regard is a fundamental requirement for having a satisfying relationship. You don't have to, but if you don't, you're on your own, man. You understand what I'm saying? You'd be putting yourself squarely in the company of those who rarely get the kind of love and respect from their partners they need. If you're not willing to give equal regard, you might as well save yourself some time. Your plan will be fatally flawed from the beginning. I see people trying to improve their relationships all the time while hanging on to the idea that if their own way of thinking seems better than their partner's, they're going to stick to their guns and they're not going to change. If this is your attitude, there's probably not much point in trying to do the things I'm describing in this audio series. It won't work. But if you're willing to cut your losses and wrap your head around the idea of prioritizing your partner's feelings as much as your own, regardless of how much sense they make to you, I believe you'll save yourself years of the kind of trouble you don't really need to have. I say cut your losses because, let's face it, when you disagree, you want your way. It seems better. In extreme situations where you and your partner want opposite things, if you prioritize your partner's feelings as much as your own, you'll come away with only half of what you originally wanted. So will your partner. Of course, most of the time, you and your partner's wants and needs won't be completely opposite, and compromise won't involve dramatic concessions. But the point is, regardless of whether the compromise involves large or small changes, people who are the most successful at getting treated well by their partners are committed to equality. When they disagree with their partners, in so many words, they say things like, "You know what? You don't even have to explain. If that's how you feel, I'm going to find a way to count your feelings as much as my own. It doesn't matter if they make sense to me or not. You're my partner. You're an intelligent person. There's no reason why my feelings should count more than yours. Let's try and figure out a solution that'll work for both of us." Has your partner been hearing you say these kind of things with your attitude? What I'm saying is, if you can't get to this attitude, none of the rest of the things in this audio series will really help much. Fundamentally, you have a decision to make. Which way is it going to be? Once you make a clear decision and become willing to cut your losses and decide in theory how you're going to approach your relationship, it'll still be hard to do when you get upset. But if you're less than fully committed to the principle of equality while you're calmly sitting by yourself, there isn't a chance you'll actually be able to conduct yourself in this way when you're actually feeling upset. All right, enough said. Let's move on.